castle and, under certain special rules, a king and rook can move simultaneously in a castle and move. The following conditions must be met. The king that makes the castle and move has not yet moved in the game. The rook that makes the castle and move has not yet moved in the game. The king is not in check. The king does not move over a square that is attacked by an enemy piece during the castle and move. In essence, when castling, there may not be an enemy piece that can move, in case of pawns, by diagonal movement to a square that is moved over by the king. The king does not move to a square that is attacked by an enemy piece during the castling move. In essence, you may not castle and end the move with a king in check. All squares between the rook and king before the castling move are empty. The king and rook must occupy the same rank or row. When castling, the king moves two squares towards the rook, and the rook moves over the king to the next square. In essence, white's king on e1 and rook on a1 move to king c1, rook d1, long castling. White's king on e1 and rook on h1 move to king g1, rook f1, short castling, and similar for black. Checkmate and stalemate. Check. When the king of a player can be taken by a piece of the opponent, one says that the king is in check. For instance, the white player moves his rook to a position such that it attacks the black king. In essence, if black doesn't do anything about it, the rook could take the black king. In the next move, we say that the white rook gives check. It is considered good manners to say check when one checks one's opponent. It is not allowed to make a move such that one's king is in check after the move. If a player accidentally tries to make such a move, he must take the move back and make another move, following the rules that one must move with a piece one has touched. See below. Mate. When a player is in check and he cannot make a move such that after the move, the king is not in check, then he is mated. The player that is mated lost the game, and the player that mated him won the game. Note that there are three different possible ways to remove a check. Move the king away to a square where he is not in check. Take the piece that gives the check. In case of a check given by a rook, bishop, or queen, move a piece between the checking piece and the king. Stalemate. When a player cannot make any legal move, but he is not in check, then the player is said to be stalemated. In a case of a stalemate, the game is a draw. Other rules. Resign and draw proposals. A player can resign the game, which means that he has lost and his opponent has won. After making a move, a player can propose a draw. His opponent can accept the proposal, in which case the game ends and is a draw, or refuse the proposal, in which case the game continues. Repetition of moves. If the same position with the same player to move is repeated three times in the game, the player to move can claim a draw. When the right to make a certain castling move is lost by one of the players between positions, then the positions are considered to be different. For the fine points of this rule, see the official rules of chess. One case where the repetition of move occurs is when a player continues to give check forever. 50 moves rules. If there are have been 50 consecutive moves of white and of black without any piece taken on any pawn move, then a player can claim a draw. For the fine points of this rule, see the official rules of chess. Touching pieces. When a player touches one of his own pieces, he must, if possible, make a legal move with his piece. When a player touches a piece of the opponent, he must, if possible, take this piece.